Renewable energy advocates are blasting a new proposal from the Montana Public Service Commission. The PSC is looking to change the rules for which small power production facilities qualify for certain standard rates. Opponents say the change could significantly hinder expansion of renewable energy production. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says supporters of the change say it would prevent cost increases for ratepayers.
The rule changes being debated by the PSC all stem from federal requirements, from the Public Utility Regulatory Policy Act of 1978. And this act basically says if a small power generator, let's say a small wind farm, if that wind farm can be constructed and get power to a regulated utility for the same price it would take the utility to create the same amount of new power generation, then the utility has to buy that power at a certain rate. The idea is this will spur innovation. But the states can determine the size of these small power projects that are allowed under this rule. They're called qualifying facilities. What the Public Service Commission is proposing to do is to lower the size of facilities that qualify for this guaranteed rate. The current qualifying size is 10 megawatts. By comparison, a large wind farm outside of Judith Gap is about 135 megawatts. The commission wants to lower the qualifying facility size from 10 megawatts down to 100 kilowatts, 100 times smaller. Opponent Jeff Fox works as the Montana policy manager for the Renewable Northwest Project.
Basically, what you have here is a group of developers that would like to develop small energy projects, most of them renewable, to meet Northwestern customer needs and do it at the same price that it would cost Northwestern to meet those customer needs. This proposal would basically eliminate that class of developers by lowering the size of a project you can build to something so small it's uneconomic.
Landowner Rick Jarrett runs a ranch called the Crazy Mountain Cattle Company.
I'm a fifth generation on that ranch, and I'm having a real difficult time making a living on it. And we have a resource in the wind that I'd like to be able to sell.
He's been trying to get a wind farm on his property for about 10 years and opposes this rule change for the same reason. The wind farm he would be able to build under the proposed rules would be too small to be viable. But Northwestern Energy lead supply planner John Bushnell says the current policies allow too many renewable projects a guaranteed in.
The concern that Northwestern has is that we have no control over how many QF projects come for a contract, and that we would be essentially overrun with qualifying facility contracts.
Public Service Commissioner Kirk Bushman says the problem for Northwestern with wind, for example, is it's intermittent.
If they bring on a bunch more generators and they're producing power, let's say in the middle of the night when Northwestern doesn't want it and doesn't need it, there's no load, they still have to take that power.
Bushman says the commissioners will be debating this. Should the state allow more of these larger renewable energy projects with the higher qualifying facility level, or allow Northwestern Energy to buy more energy on the open market where the cost is lower, at least right now? The PSC is taking public comment on the proposal through the end of the week. Commissioner Bushman expects a decision to be made in the coming months. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.